Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters just capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is master storyteller, author, story debunker, and inspirational keynote speaker, Jeff Nischwitz, author of the upcoming book, Unmask, Let Go of Who You're Supposed to Be and Unleash Your True Leader. Today, we'll be talking to Jeff about his new concept of integrated leadership, what he calls livingship, which represents a new way of living and leading. So welcome, Jeff.
Thank you, Stacey. I'm excited to be here, and it's great to be chatting with you.
Well, I'm excited to have you, and I'm really excited, as we mentioned, about livingship. So tell us what exactly that is.
Well, it's like most things in my life. It just came to me as I was thinking about leadership and what works and what doesn't. It became clearer and clearer just for myself and my own life and my own business that the things that were getting in the way was me. And so the idea of livingship is to say that it's really about going inside, taking a look at yourself. Who are you choosing to be as a person? Are you living in alignment with that? Because those people that do that effectively are the people that other people want to follow. And the premise is that if you create this model of who you are as a person and as a leader, you will show up as a leader. So therefore, it's about livingship, not leadership. Your business leadership will follow from whatever or whoever you create from your livingship model.
And Jeff, it sounds like livingship is a big part of the upcoming book, Unmask, right?
Oh, absolutely. It was created while I was writing the book. I create a lot of words, but never on purpose. And as I was writing the book, and the theme was inside-out leadership, and I kept thinking about the struggle of people in the world, or certainly in our culture, saying, well, I'm not sure if I need some leadership training or I need some personal development. I said, well, maybe they're the same thing. So the idea of livingship runs throughout, kind of like the river runs through it, throughout the book, because the entire theme is, who are you choosing to be as a person? How are you showing up as a person in all parts of your life? There's not two different people or three or five, which is why the book is titled Unmask. It's about taking off all these masks, as the subtitle suggests. Stop worrying about who you think you're supposed to be and just show up as your authentic self. That's what people want to follow. That's who's going to be successful. That's who's going to create impact and influence.
And Jeff, let's talk about this supposed to be thing for a moment. You know, why do we have this idea or concept of someone who we're supposed to be?
Well, primarily because we're surrounded with it from the time we're born, frankly. And I'm not here to blame all the folks around us in our life, but this comes from our family members, it comes from our teachers, it comes from our spiritual leaders, it comes from our culture of how you're supposed to be, and it's usually based upon other people's experiences. And what's fascinating and saddening to me, Stacey, is this. There's a book that I talk about in my book called The Five Regrets of the Dying. And the number one regret of people dying is, I wish I had lived the life I was meant to live instead of the life someone else thought I should live. And I thought about, if that's the number one regret, why is it still number one? We all know it. We're all doing it. So why are we not changing things? So part of this book is about just putting it out there to people and say, you do not have to be anybody but yourself. And all of this supposed to is someone else's story and someone else's life. Let's write your own story and let go of everyone else's story about how you're supposed to live or lead.
And you know, in the intro, I mentioned you were a story debunker. Is that where this comes in?
It absolutely does. The foundation for that, Stacey, is that I believe that each one of us, where we are today, is basically the outcome of all the stories we've chosen to believe about ourselves, about the world, about business, about relationships, about family, about how things are supposed to work. And the premise is they are all stories. And I'm living my life based on these stories. But if I, through with my own efforts or with the help of an outsider, which is what I do, can help say, wait a minute, that's probably a story. Well, as soon as I can see it as a story, I have the ability to choose and say, maybe I don't want to live my life with that story anymore, so I'm going to put down that story. So the story debunking is helping people identify that there is a story going on. What's the source of it? Is it serving them? And if not, how am I going to make different choices to put down that old story or maybe someone else's story?
And how do people actually unmask themselves, their lives? Is story debunking and deciding that, hey, this is not my story, is that step one?
That's actually part of it. It's further down the road. There's the book talks about five key elements of being a conscious leader or someone who's living consciously. And those five pieces are, number one, I've got to be awake. So I've got to have an awakening experience where I stop being the way I've always been or stop just going along and actually become more conscious of what's going on in my life. So I've got to be awake. I have to stay awake, which means being aware. I need to be authentic, and that's the key word right there. I have to be courageous enough to be willing to be vulnerable and be my real self. And see, that's the key, because most people will tell you that their fear of being vulnerable is they're going to be judged. And what I tell people is they're already being judged, but they're going to be judged on someone they're pretending to be. And either way, they're going to be judged. So if I can become more authentic and take off these masks and then be, number four, accountable, self-accountable to me and my life and my values and my mission, and then put it into action. The last word is actionized. So that the unmasking really kind of comes in the middle about that authenticity piece.
And so you have five A's, it sounds like here. You got to be awake, you got to be aware, authentic, accountable, and then you got to take action. Very good.
Yep.
Five things to do to unmask and stop living a life that you feel like you're supposed to be living and live your own life, because when you do that, just naturally, organically, people will follow you. It'll be living ship. That's what it comes down to.
And that's when the magic happens.
That's it. It's magic all over the place. Jeff, thank you so much for being here with us today. I really appreciate it. And I want to tell all of our listeners that there are tons of ways you can engage with Jeff and learn more about story debunking and his new book, Unmask. You can connect with Jeff on social media. Lots of resources and information about Unmask and Livingship at his website, which is nischwitzgroup.com. And don't worry, I will spell this for you. That's NISCHWITZ group, nischwitzgroup.com. And Jeff invites all of you to join him on this journey of unmasking and unleashing. So, Jeff, thank you again for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stacy. I really enjoyed it, and I look forward to the rest of the world unmasking.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.